Former Democratic State Senator Dan Gelber and League of Women Voters of Florida President Deirdre McNabb each sent letters calling for more early voting. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson also emphasized the need for more early voting hours if long lines continue. Nelson, a Democrat running for re-election, noted that many minorities in Florida have depended on using the Sunday before Election Day to cast their ballot as he addressed a gathering of Hispanic business leaders in Orlando.
Especially Hispanics and African Americans in the last decade have availed themselves of the use of Sunday because it's a convenient day, they're not working, and I would certainly hope that the governor would extend it if the lines are particularly long.
The Republican Party of Florida responded to the request, noting that changes to Florida's election law still provide a mandated 96 hours of early voting. In 2008, Republican Governor Charlie Crist extended early voting hours after complaints of long lines. I'm Mark Simpson, 90.7 News.